Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Missouri side 70 westbound, off again, on again, heavy from Lee Summit Road out past 40 Highway with an earlier accident now off to the shoulder. Belton 49 northbound getting pretty heavy. You hit delays past Cass Parkway. Stays very slow up past Missouri 58. Allen Carr, 96.5 The Fan. Traffic.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good friends at The Landing in Liberty. And, Ben, it's drama, drama, drama with this Bill Belichick situation. Yesterday was an epic day down in Chapel Hill. Where do you think this thing is going with Bill Belichick now at North Carolina or not at North Carolina?
Well, it's a wonderful story for our purposes. It's just great. This is a legend of our lifetimes. You know, you're only here for a short amount of time as, you know, as sports fans as we all are. This is one of the all-time greats. And to have it go this bad, this fast at North Carolina is – right now, Belichick, in my head, he's playing whack-a-mole. Like, he's trying to knock down a story over here on the left side, and then over on the right side there's another story, and then in the middle. So he's playing whack-a-mole with all this. But it's clear that there are people who are very powerful at North Carolina that have a major issue with Bill Belichick, and they're leaking this information. Like, they're weaponizing this information. And it's like with any of these reports, if you wanted to do stories about Bill Belichick, you know, working behind the scenes, you could present Belichick in a positive light. But obviously there are enough people that they've already fed up with Bill Belichick that they want him in the meat grinder, and he's in it. Like, he is in deep right now. And it's like he's got to be making phone calls. I mean, in my head, I would think once it starts going down this road, it very rarely goes back. You'd have to imagine that he's making calls. He knows everybody. Get me out of here. I got to go somewhere else. Whether that's to hang out and be a barstool bro or to go hang out with Peyton Manning or something like that, he's got to find another gig. And I'm convinced he will. I mean, he's got the name, so even with his reputation, those TV people will hire Belichick. Sight unseen, they'll bring him in.
What about a soft landing as a coach like they're talking about, too? Do you see anything like that? Like, where's he going to softly land as a head coach or anything like that at this point of the season?
Well, the only move there, Bob, and you know this, too, is, like, Belichick knows all these owners. And a lot of these owners are older guys, you know, they're older dudes. They like to, you know, go to cocktail parties. If Belichick could get a hold of them at the right time, right, and they're a couple of, you know, martinis into their night there, and he could say, yeah, I could go to your team, and my shtick doesn't work in college, but in the NFL, my roster got back, I won't even be the GM. Give me a little bit of better roster. And there's enough coaches already. Like, you look around, Cincinnati, right? Zach Taylor. Now, I don't know if you don't want that job right now if you're Belichick, but next year with Joe Burrow coming back and a top 10 pick in the draft, if, you know, the Bengals stink, that's not a bad job, although they don't pay much. The Dolphins are going to get rid of Mike McDaniel. That's a job that's likely going to be opened up. So there's some opportunities, but it's like his age, and with all the stuff around, he's really going to have to convince and use that. What I said on the overnight is the Svengali effect to sweet talk and brainwash one of these owners. And I wouldn't say the chance is zero. I would say it's less than 5%, but it's not zero because, you know, he knows everybody, and he does have some people that like him a lot. So he just has to find the right person.
Speaking of the right person, I think the right person in this situation would be a trophy. Ben, ranked these three athletes that need a championship trophy in the most importance of way: Aaron Judge, Josh Allen, Connor McDavid.
Well, I'm going to go Aaron Judge, because the Yankees, to go 10 plus years he's been with the Yankees. I think he came up in 2016, the end of 2016, and has played every year since. Like, to not win a championship, he's now in Don Mattingly, Dave Winfield territory. Like, every, you think of all the greats. You think of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jolton Joe DiMaggio, Derek Jeter, all these guys. They all won multiple championships, most of them. And for him to not, even though he's got great stats, this year he played very well in the playoffs, for them not to win, I think Judge, because that's like, you're going to go into Monument Park someday, and he's getting older. He's past his athletic prime. I'd say he's at the very top. And then Josh Allen, I would put him behind Aaron Judge, because Josh Allen has been really good for a number of years. And it's like, it feels like the Bills are always going to find a way to screw this thing up at the end. And then I put Connor McDavid, who's probably better than all those guys, last, because it's hockey. So I put him last.
Fair point. You look at this Chiefs team. I'm sure you follow them. A lot of the national people, I ask you, because you're West Coast, do you think the Chiefs will be fine, or do you think this is their epic downfall?
Yeah, so I don't think they'll be fine, meaning they're going to completely turn things around, but this has the vibe of like 9-8, 10-7 type season, where they get going, get cooking kind of late in the year. I'm like, they gave the game away. I mean, you guys, I'm sure, talked about it all week. The game in Jacksonville was embarrassing. That's not the way the Chiefs have played under Andy Reid in this era, this run where they've had all the success. That was very out of character for them to lose that game. And then, I mean, you look at it, and like, they played five games and they've beaten two of the two worst teams they played, and then the better teams they played, they've lost to all three of them. So it's not a great sign. And now, because you lost to Jacksonville, a game I think we had all circled they were going to win, now you have to make up for that by beating, whether it's Buffalo at Buffalo or the Lions this week. Like, you have to win one of those games to make up for that game. So now you put yourself behind the eight ball. But I still think there's enough there where they're going to end up winning 9 or 10 games. And is that going to be enough to get in the wild card? Well, I think we can all agree it's very wonky this year. Like, if you look at the conference standings, like, there's some weird things going on. Does anyone take the Colts seriously? No, but they played a bad division, so they play bad teams. And Buffalo's been close in a lot of these games. So, I mean, we're still in the feeling out part. But my point is, I think they'll win enough where we're going to go into the final couple weeks and they're going to be in the wild card conversation. And it's not like the Chargers or the Broncos have opened up a massive lead either. So it's still very competitive.
Well, and that's the thing, Ben, as we talk with Ben Maller, like, who's jumping out right now? We're 5 weeks into this NFL season. Obviously, we have Thursday night football tonight. But, like, there's not that dominating team out there that I'm saying, oh, yeah, they're the best team in the NFL or they're the best team in the AFC. It is all condensed. And that's why I'm looking at a Chiefs 2-3 record. I'm like, whatever, they're going to be just fine with all this. Like, is there a team that you're looking at right now in this league? You're like, okay, they are head and shoulders better than everybody else? Because I think everybody's got a wart.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of moles. There's a lot of warts. There's a lot of people that have body odor. I mean, there's a lot of that. Indianapolis, we mentioned, they're kind of, I saw them in person. I actually was shocked because I've done so many monologues ripping Daniel Jones that he actually looked like he knew what he was doing. That upset me greatly that he looked like he knew what he was doing. It made me feel bad. But no, I don't take them seriously. Buffalo, their defense, is not a championship level defense, and so those are right now the top two seeds in the AFC. And in the NFC, I saw the 49ers. I don't really they don't have Bosa. There's a lot missing there. Philadelphia's got internal issues. Yeah, I mean, Detroit has actually looked better than anybody recently. So I guess you'd say they're the one team, and they got off to the bad start against Green Bay, but since then they've really been cooking. No, that's it. Other than that, I don't really see anybody.
When you look at the NFL and you look at all the teams, do you think Detroit is the best team in the NFL right now?
Well, as you know, Dusty, we do the show right now this morning. So, yes, as of this morning, if you gave me $10,000 of funny money and put me in a sports book somewhere, I would say the Lions are the safest bet today. That I don't trust Buffalo. I don't, some of these other – that being said, Dusty – I do have PTSD from watching Jared Goff with the Rams, and I still think he'll kill you in a big game. But as of right now, based on what they've done, the Lions are the ones that have impressed me the most.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Thursday night football, you mentioned that Eagles team a little bit. Two-hour players-only meeting with three players. And, I mean, like, the Philadelphia Eagles can either go to the left, which could be good, or they could go to the right, which could be a colossal dumpster fire. I'm rooting for the colossal dumpster fire. It was almost like they were waiting for a loss to vent to each other about things that they didn't like inside that operation. That looks like it's hanging on by a thread to me.
Yeah, it is one of my big pet peeves, Bob. I've ranted about it many, many times. The players-only meeting is one of the biggest nothing burgers that you could possibly have. And it's these guys hang out with each other all the time. They're on planes, trains, and automobiles. They're around each other all the time. It is the biggest, hey, we know – it's like we have to announce, we know we have a problem – so we're going to make it for the cameras and for the microphones. We'll be like, oh, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to so it's like, you know, we work in radio. Every once in a while we have meetings. And every meeting I've ever been to, we all try to get out of the meeting as quickly as possible. I imagine the same things going on in a players-only meeting. They're like, I got things to do. I got to post a TikTok video. Make this end, please. But yeah, the Phillies are teetering on the brink. The only thing they're great at is the tush-push. That's it. If you look at, I was handicapping the game for Benny versus the Penny, which is on YouTube now, and I was handicapping. And it was like the Eagles are pretty average in the pass defense. They got smoked last week in the fourth quarter, something that almost never happened to them last year by the Broncos, who really didn't do much for three quarters and then just sliced them up in the fourth quarter. So they got issues. They're doing a tap dance right now, trying not to fall into Dante's Inferno.
And before we let you go, you didn't fall for the LeBron James like there's actually going to be something there, did you?
No, not only that, I was getting angry. This is how dumb people are. All right? I was getting angry emails, Bob. Well, you're a talk show host, and you didn't talk about it. Because I didn't talk about it the night before. Everyone was all – and I just had a feeling it was bull crap. And people got very upset with me. They were like, you're a fraud, you know. And I was like, oh, I felt so good when it was a commercial for booze. I felt like, oh. I didn't write back. I wanted to write back to these people, say, how'd you like your whiskey or whatever it was, Hennessy or whatever. So there you go. Wonderful.
And we appreciate the time. Enjoy the first day of the next 49 with nothing but football, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Love it, love it, love it. Thanks, guys.
That is Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. It's all brought to you by our good friends at The Landing in Liberty, where you can get the Ben Maller chicken tenders, Bob's Big Pretzel, and, of course, Dusty's. What can we give you? What do you want?
My name doesn't need to be on the menu. It doesn't go well with anything.
It doesn't? What about like Lycan's livers? So you could have like chicken livers?
No one wants
Dusty's
that.
Dips?
Dusty's dips, like a threesome of dips. Yes. So you get like a queso, a ranch, and a Chipotle something or other. I do like that. Dusty's dips, a trio of dips. Comes out on like a little board and whatnot, like Papa John's is doing with their pizza now. They got that garlic pesto one that looks really good.
Ooh, okay.
I do like Dusty's dips. I do. That is good.
Okay. I guess we're going with that. I don't know what my dips would be, but...
What would be your three best dips?
Oh, gosh.
French onion's got to be up there, right?
Horseradish.
Oh.
You know, like a horsey sauce?
Oh, okay. But that's like, as a dip for a... Like if they
well, I don't
like
know what we're dipping.
All right, that's we're dipping fair. Vegetables, we're dipping dips. Pitas, we're dipping flatbreads, okay. We're dipping, you know.
Yeah.
If we're doing those three, I would give me a tzatziki.
Yeah, that's nice. A good one, yeah.
Give me like a garlicky pesto. Okay. Like I'm a bad dude when you put pesto in front of me. And then, I don't know, like the Landing's ranch is pretty good. Okay. But I'd probably go with like a spinaca dip.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
Which is totally
Dusty's
random.
Dips.
There it is.
Coming
Dusty's.
Available.
Dusty's dips.
One word on those.
Good.
There we go.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Dusty's double-decker Dorito tacos.
Oh, I do like that one. That is good.
Dusty's daiquiri. I'm in with that.
Do people daiquiri much anymore, unless you're in Mexico on the beach?
I was about to say, I did one, but that was it. Yep.
If I'm somewhere hot, like the lake, or if I'm at the beach.
Yeah, it's got to be the right, but you're not going into like, you know, a bar on a Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, let's take a strawberry daiquiri.
Jay Beagley's yes. Dips, Skull Wintergreen Mint, and Apple from the 816.
Applejack, Jay. Get it.
Underrated cereal.
That Applejack Chaw yeah. back in the day. I know Binkley was all over that. Applejacks were good.
I took a chaw of Cherry Skull Chew when I was a freshman in high school. Turned white as a ghost and projectile vomited.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, it was called like cherry flavored.
Oh.
It tasted just like the medicine that you get, like those cough drops.
Yeah.
Those
good.
And I accidentally swallowed it. And I was like, I don't feel so great. No. And this girl goes, you're extremely pale. And I was like, ah, move.
Yeah, that'll make you yak.
Oh, yeah, I've got a stomachache thinking about that. Ew.
Meatballs, Dusty's balls, Dusty's dumplings, Dusty's mountain oysters.
Dumplings are good.
Dusty's dumplings, that would be good. Yeah. Dusty's balls.
D's nuts.
All right, let's get over to the Royals. I don't know how much y'all got to talk about this. Dumping two of their assistant hitting coaches, that is. One word on the changes there.
Fine. You know, I know everybody wanted the main guy fired, but that wasn't going to happen. He's got a lot of respect from what I've been told inside the organization by the players and whatnot. So you had to make a change, so you got rid of the assistant hitting coaches, which, by the way, how many assistant hitting coaches does a team need? I got, like, rid of three guys or something like that.
Yeah, I confused. Because when I see moves like this, it makes me think that we're going to get rid of all of your friends. So step it up. And if you don't step it up,
then you're gone. Yeah.
So if it fails in the first 2 months of the season, we're just going to do the inevitable. Like, Zumwalt ain't the guy. He just ain't the guy. And they're going to go with him. But they're going to fire all of his friends first to let him know, you better do your job. Because if you don't, then you're gone. They're not going to go through a whole year of slouch hitting anymore. They're going to give him half a season. And then what? So confused would be my one word.
Chiefs, we talked about it earlier, first few weeks of the season. Running back, we need a running back. It's kind of changed now to defensive line. One word on the Chiefs trading for a defensive lineman. I've got a name, but let's just start there.
Well, I'm looking just at the position in general. You've got to upgrade that position. I would say a must right now. This defensive line just isn't giving you what you want. Now, I understand there's two rookies out there, and you're going to give them time, and maybe you're seeing improvement, and you think you can rely on them, but I would still go out and get some, you know, some reinforcements, if you will, for this defensive line. So the one word is kind of a need right now. Yeah, go.
My one word is you, Mac. It's Simmons. Go get Jeffrey Simmons from Tennessee.
Yeah.
That guy kills us every time we play the Titans.
Well, you've got to start looking at those rosters, right? Cleveland now is trading everybody. I looked at their roster. There is nobody left that they're going to trade. Like, Myles Garrett, fine. We'll get Aaron Judge for the Royals. We'll get Myles Garrett for the Chiefs. Yeah. And we'll all be happy, right?
Is Cam Jordan happy in New Orleans?
A great question.
I bet he'd like to be on a championship
for about a week. Yeah. Cam Jordan has played longer than, I mean, I think Cam Jordan is still, he may be the last guy in the league that the Rams were in St. Louis type of thing, you know?
Yeah. He's
awesome.
He's a great
player. He's fantastic.
Yeah, I would love that. Malcolm Kuntz is the guy the Raiders are thinking about trading. He's still got a good pressure rate, and he's young, 27 years old.
Yeah, it's Harold's brother.
You said who's thinking about trading?
The Raiders.
You think they're going to trade him here?
Probably not. But hey, we just saw the Browns and Bengals do the trade for the first time in history.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
It's pretty crazy. It's also pretty crazy. Victor Wembanyama got taller, now listed at 7'5". Some say that's not even tall enough. They say he grew 3 inches to 7'6". One word on his height increase.
Lie.
I don't think it's a lie.
You're a fully grown man. I mean, you're
21.
You're still growing at 21 years
for
old,
sure,
though?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you really? Are you still getting taller at that age? Like, what time did the growth plate
My
stop?
Brother grew an inch and a half in college.
Maybe.
From 5'7 to 5'9.
Maybe Wembanyama is just a growing boy.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
No, I think it's a lie. I mean, I don't buy any of the heights and weights. They just make things up these days. It have been for years.
Well, Michael Beasley was 7 foot tall in Manhattan, and then he got into the league and he was 6'6".
Yeah, exactly.
What happened? 3-on-3 is what happened. Yeah. One word is mesmerized. I mean, this guy is the future of the NBA, man. Like, he's NBA superstar. San Antonio gets another one. I'm excited to see him and Cooper Flagg duel it out in the NBA moving forward as the season is getting ready to start. Preseason games are happening.
They are.
So, yeah, it's mesmerizing, man. And he's just continuing to get taller.
It's insane.
Imagine when he gets that Giannis strength. if that ever happens.
If he ever gets any strength, though, that's the thing. He can't be Manute Bol. He's got to put on more weight. Yeah.
I just saw him lower his shoulder and dunk on someone looking like Shaq and Kevin Durant in the same play. I think he's going to be pretty all right. His sister looks really good, too.
Let me ask you this real fast, total sidebar. Whoa. Who's the coach of the Spurs now?
Damn it. Yeah, I can't remember.
Not that it matters, but okay. Anyway, move
Popovich is gone.
Yeah, he's
Popovich gone.
Yeah.
Yep. But no, sister was raining threes the other day. Eve Wimbenyama, one word on David Ortiz after the Yankees lost.
Unacceptable.
Yankee lose.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other thing.
Yankee lose. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hey, let's do it again. The Yankees lose.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's funny, but based on his comments from the other night, man, like it's hard for me to look at David Ortiz anymore and, you know, get all the feels.
Mitch Johnson is the Spurs coach.
Who? Mitch Johnson? The guy I went to college with? Mitch Johnson?
He's got some questionable hair.
Tammy, did you know Mick Johnson was coaching the Spurs now?
Mitch.
He yells at the refs all the time.
Mitch, like the voice of the Chiefs.
Oh.
Mitch Johnson, 38 years. Hey, Dusty, your age.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when you start to realize, what am I doing with my life? This guy's 38 in the NBA. And if I done, like, I look at that all the time. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, this guy's how old? And I'm doing this and he's doing that. Well,
it sucks. I'm finally getting to the age that he's at. Like, he's getting a little older. He's 27. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
My one word for Big Poppy would be perfect. Look, you build the set of how it is. It's A-Rod, Jeter, and Big Poppy.
Yeah.
The Yankees win. They're going to throw it in Big Poppy's face. The Red Sox win, Poppy's going to throw it in their face. And Yankees had their fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In that little wild card series, mm-hmm. David Ortiz probably didn't have a lot of fun, so it merited that.
Yeah.
And it was him and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Just, I mean, good for Vlad Jr., man. Build your legacy.
Boy, oh boy, mm-hmm. He's hitting over 600. That guy,
he can't get him out.
Have you seen anybody this hot ever in the playoff? I've never seen anything like this. This is Mahomes-like.
It's like Beltran when he was with the Astros.
Kind of, sort of, yeah, yeah.
Stop pitching to him.
That's the other thing. Why are you pitching? You see, they just walked Judge yesterday.
They didn't do it a lot. They do it a lot with that guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.